Okay, and we're back. You're listening to Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jim Healy, and we're talking now to someone from the Sunflower State, the Jayhawker State, our 34th most populous state, home to just shy of 3 million people, very possibly at present time has exceeded 3 million people. This is based on the last census data. Our 34th state admitted to the Union on January 29th, 1861. We are talking now to a Kansan, and her name is Elisa Smith. Thank you for joining us here, Elisa.
You're welcome.
And what part of Kansas do you hail from?
Overland Park. It's in the eastern part of Kansas.
Oh, Overland Park?
Correct.
Okay.
The Overland Trail went through there.
Okay, in the eastern part of Kansas, so towards the border with Missouri.
Correct. Okay. What's the geography like around where you were
raised? It's pretty flat. Mm-hmm. We used to say the most water you'd see driving through Kansas is a cattle tank.
Let's see. So this is, were you near Kansas City? Kansas?
Yes, 11 miles from Kansas City, Missouri, 13 miles from Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay, well, how does that work? Sorry to take us on a diversion here, but why are you closer to Kansas City, Missouri than you are to Kansas City,
because
Kansas?
Because it's east and Kansas City, Kansas is south.
Huh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. So Kansas City, I guess I thought they were like right across from each other. No.
Kansas City, Kansas was where it's where all the stockyards are.
Yeah.
You've heard of all the beef in Kansas, barbecue, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I thought they were on either side of the state lines.
I thought that too.
I could be wrong that it's south. I think it is, though.
But if there's that 2 mile difference.
Right.
Now, you mentioned the Overland Trail. Was that a cattle trail?
Yes.
And so that's how...
That's where they ran all their cattle back in the day.
Okay. So what was it like being raised in a cattle town?
Well, you didn't even notice it. I was in kind of the suburbs. Mm-hmm. So we would go to visit once in a while, have dinner at a restaurant there. Lots of train tracks going through there because they'd carry the cattle.
And how large is Overland, Kansas, would you guess, when you were growing up?
Well, let's see. Overland Park was, I wrote it down.
Oh, it'll appear.
26,000, I believe.
Oh, so good size. Good size.
All right.
Yeah. And now, of course, it's, I don't know, 200,000 or something.
Oh, really? It's blown up?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were living there, it was more like, it was, I guess that'd be about twice, not quite three times the size of Sandpoint, Idaho now. So
yes,
kind of still,
but it wasn't really, it didn't feel that small because we were so close to Kansas City.
It's more of a suburb. Okay.
Correct.
So what'd you do growing up there in the Midwest?
Well, I went to school and I worked, almost always worked, started with babysitting. Then I worked at a dress shop all through high school.
And what, making dresses?
No, selling them.
Okay.
And then I went to Kansas State University for college.
Manhattan.
Correct.
Cool.
Manhattan, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
So you pretty much stayed in, how far was Manhattan from Overland Park?
I don't know. It's probably about halfway through the state.
Okay, so
maybe
two, three,
not quite.
Two, 3 hours?
Yeah. The state's about 400 miles long.
Okay. It's almost a rectangle.
Yes.
As I look at it. And
I have a, it's not to interrupt. You were
sure,
going to say
go
something.
For it.
Oh, well, why isn't it a perfect rectangle? What is that little squiggle up there?
Water.
And what kind of, is it
a river? It's a river.
Okay.
And it's the Missouri River.
That's the Missouri. Okay. That makes that in the northeast portion of the state.
Correct.
It changes from being rectangular to just following the Missouri River, but only for what must be not maybe very, 100 not miles or not less.
Something
fun.
Like yeah. that, yeah. yeah.
And then it cuts across the state.
Veers off.
Yeah.
Cuts across the state. So your Kansas shares most of the northern border with Nebraska.
Yes.
And did you ever get up to Nebraska?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Nebraska City?
You know, I'm not sure. When I was young, we did a lot of traveling in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And just on vacation, we went a different direction every time. So I've been through most of the states.
Okay. Okay. And what's the rest of, have you been all over the rest of Kansas?
Yes.
What's that like? Still flat?
Still flat. I had a friend in Scott City, which is clear to, which is 400 miles from Overland Park in the western part of Kansas. And it's mostly grown wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And I had met a girl and visited her there, and we ended up being college roommates.
Okay, and so I take it 400 miles, and you're still in Kansas?
Yeah, from one end to the other.
Boy, that's a good size. What's your favorite season there?
Well, the seasons, as a matter of fact, are very even. Unlike here, where winter's a little longer, you know, very even. And summers were hot. Winters were very cold, lots and lots of snow, and lots of wind. You might remember Wizard of Oz, and the wind blew snow like crazy. Sometimes it covered the whole road. You couldn't drive down it till the plows came along.
You mentioned Wizard of Oz. Let's take a little side trip. Mm-hmm. Is there a place in Kansas that claims this is where it all happened? Or is
probably it, I'm kind of not remembering, but maybe Wichita.
Okay. Okay. And where would that be in the state?
I don't know. Okay. It's obviously west of Kansas City.
Everything is.
Everything
isn't it?
Is.
Let's go back to your summers. Were they humid?
Yes, they could be. Mm-hmm. Sometimes real dry though. It was a varied climate.
Okay. Okay.
I do remember one winter. The snow blew so much, we couldn't get out of the house. My dad threw my brother out the window with a snow shovel.
What good would that do?
Clear the front door.
Yeah. He could. So the door wouldn't, you couldn't get out the front door?
No.
Yeah.
Because it had blown clear up almost right to the top of the door.
Yeah, it's not it's not the snow coming down.
Correct.
In those flat plain states. It's not just what comes down, it drifts. Yeah.
That's why when I came here, I was shocked to see snow piling on the telephone wires.
Oh.
I'm like,
yeah.
I've never seen that. It would just blow away
you
immediately.
You do see that sometimes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
I lived in Nebraska and I can testify for what Elise is saying because all you'd need is like an inch of snow on the ground and with the drifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the wind blowing constantly,
right?
All of a sudden, you know, you've got these drifts that are like 3-4 feet high.
Yeah,
amazing. So, did that mean you didn't go to school
that week? Very rarely, school was called off because we had so much snow regularly that buses were equipped.
Yeah,
so
same kind of same thing. Those states that expect snow are not shut down, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, that's
too bad. You got to go to school.
Yep.
Education continues on. I need to ask you, going back to Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Were you ever in a tornado?
Oh, that's a good story, too. Many times. We did tornado drills.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, it would ring like a fire drill, and then you'd go out in the hall and squat down with one arm under your head and one arm over your head and just be there till they said get up.
And how about at home? Did you have a storm cellar?
We all had basements. Everybody had a basement.
Okay, so that it sometimes, you know, I think in Wizard of Oz, it's separate from and she gets locked out.
Correct. Mm-hmm. They did. Those were kind of older homes.
The
that
older
had
homes,
that.
But your home had a basement. Everybody headed down to the basement.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever see a tornado?
One time we had to go to the basement at high school. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. They made us stay down there. That was awful. We had to stand. And, of course, the boys that had just gotten out of gym, that was nice. And when they finally let us out, I walked home because I lived fairly near the school. Mm-hmm. And there was a little sports car wrapped around a telephone pole, literally. Mm. And I knew whose it was. Mm-hmm. I was mm-hmm. really worried. Turned out he was fine. Huh. The only thing he lost was a shoe. Oh. Yeah.
How do you lose
and a car.
Shoe?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we had the same question. Let's see. So I did find Wichita on the map. Here, I'm going to point it out to our in-studio crew here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure the people on the radio could see that.
Yeah. Well, and then the one I was looking up was Dodge City. Actually,
Dodge Ooh. City. I've been to Dodge City.
You've been to Dodge City. Okay. Yep. What's it like these days? Still rough and tumble? No.
No.
Not quite
very
the
civilized.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did have things you could go look at that were of the old days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how in the western part of the state.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's got the nickname the Sunflower States. Do they have fields of sunflowers?
Fields and fields, yes.
And how tall do they grow? I mean, are they like...
Probably, 6-8 feet they can be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's usually used for sunflowers as oil?
And the seeds.
Okay.
Just whatever part they could use.
I'm sure the birds wreaked havoc on the fields, you know?
Very, very possibly.
Mm-hmm. Was agriculture a big part of your life, your experience growing up there?
No.
In there? No. How about go ahead.
I was just going to say, fortunately, my dad was very much, and my mom, into us learning about everything. Mm-hmm. So as we're traveling, we would stop at every roadside marker and read it and discuss what was going on. So I did learn an awful lot about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about, I mean, the people you grew up with? Were you in high school with, you know, farmers' kids and stuff, or is it?
Not really.
You were in
this was a pretty citified high school.
Yeah.
Shawnee Mission West.
Okay.
And there's a north and a south and an east.
Uh-huh. Well, what is it then that draws people to, I guess, to Kansas City? What was the main kind of the thing that people did.
I think
did.
The barbecue and, yeah. and the food. Uh-huh. But as a kid, you know, we didn't go out to eat a lot. Mm-hmm. But when I got older, sometimes on a date or whatever, they'd take me to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
No, eat at a fancy restaurant.
Ooh. Is there a rivalry between Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri?
Not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, possibly in some corners, but not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And what was life in Manhattan when you were going to school? Was it a large university?
It was fairly big. I couldn't tell you the population, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but it was a farming school mostly.
Agricultural. Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. And what did you major in?
Home ec.
Okay.
With coercion from my dad.
Okay. There you go. Now, do you have any memories? We talk about, you know, food and growing up, you know, at home, your mom or dad making a dish that just resonates for you, comfort food, home.
Lots of fried chicken.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
And iced tea.
Sweet tea or just iced tea?
Just iced tea. Sweet tea was further south.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Huh. And your mom was a pro at fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Mm. A lot of barbecues out in the backyard.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess, what do people do... economically, what do people do for work in and around Kansas City? What's the main kind of driver of that part of the state?
I think it's varied very yeah. much so because my dad worked for DuPont.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I really probably didn't pay a lot of attention to what my friends' dads did.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Let's see. How far were you from the big field?
It wasn't terribly far because we had some parks, huge parks that were very rural.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, the town has grown up all around those parks. Mm-hmm. There's homes everywhere now, but the parks are still there.
Let's see. We asked about your relationship with, or the Kansas City's relationship to each other. How about Kansas and Nebraska? How do you feel about Nebraskans?
Fine. I think just the Midwest is what we called it. And as Nebraska, Oklahoma, Kansas.
The Plains states.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
And was there
Colorado.
Eastern Colorado. Is right. We have a tendency to think of Colorado as totally mountainous, but it's not. Eastern Colorado is flat.
I had an uncle that had a wheat ranch there.
Okay. And how about growing up in Overland Park? Was there like a lake around? What's the closest body of water?
It was not super close to us, but it wasn't terribly far. And I can't even tell you what the name was. Can't remember. But we didn't do a lot of water sports like that.
Now, do you still have family back in Overland Park?
My brother is there. He was a college teacher for a very long time. Mm-hmm. He's retired now.
Okay.
But yes, he and his wife and family are still there.
Do you get back to visit often that part of the country?
Not too often. Once in a while, my brother coerces me. We went to school the same grade because we're 10 months apart.
Ah, okay.
And we ended up in the same grade. So he'll talk me into coming for a reunion or something. Okay. Yeah.
And when you go back, have things changed? Like, you know, when one moves away,
you know, very much so.
Okay. Well, what are your feelings when you go back, let's say for a family, a high school reunion or whatever, and you look around at the town, maybe you walk through it?
Well, where we lived, we were the last house. And they had already started building. There were basements going on near us.
Oh, they start with the basements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were at 88th Street. Now it goes to 200 and something. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's grown.
Is that off the Kansas City, Kansas street system or the Kansas City, Missouri street system?
No, Kansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. We asked about why it's called the Sunflower State. How about why is it called the Jayhawk State? Jayhawkers.
And I don't know, but that's the mascot of University of Kansas.
That's what I'm familiar with too.
Right.
Yeah.
I have it up on my iPhone, this handheld device.
Tell us, Jim.
Yeah, this is all new to me. I thought it was a real bird.
No.
Me too.
But it's mythical bird mascot. And it's a slang term for a Kansas Jayhawker, a type of military trainer aircraft, or the name of an American alternative country band, the Jayhawks. The name originated from the violent struggles in Kansas before the Civil War. So right. It goes way back.
I did not know that. Shame on me.
Well, what I didn't know is that I thought that there was a Jayhawk.
No, I knew that much.
Okay. We're with Elisa Smith, and we're talking about Kansas. She's the state representative for Know Your States, Know Your Community. Anything that we didn't ask you that you'd like to share with our listeners about being a Kansan?
Well, I can tell you, Overland Park is the second largest city.
Oh, it is?
Yes, believe it or not.
And
Wichita's
number one, okay.
Huh. And then Kansas City, Kansas.
Really? Mm-hmm. I would think, well, I got to look on a map closer because I just thought Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri would just split by the state line.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
No.
Whoa. Boy, this is educational for me. How about for you, Jack?
It is. Yes, I'm learning. I'm learning a lot. How about? Let's see. Did we talk? Did we say all there is to say about Wichita? The less said, the better. Maybe.
No, Wichita's fine.
Okay.
I just I don't know a whole lot about it, except that it's the largest. Because mm-hmm. I looked that up.
The capital of the city is Topeka, another good-sized city within the state. Anything to say about that?
Topeka, I remember going through there one time mm-hmm. when there was a tornado.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it was scary. Everything gets real dark, the wind's blowing, and you're figuring out where you could go, you know? But we were just traveling through.
Well, let me ask you this, your experience with tornadoes. Do you get a sense of where they're coming from, or do you just look around? And
you look around, you see it, but, the wind starts, and that'll give you a good clue where it's coming from. But then the weather changes. Just like that, it's dark.
Wow, that's got to be scary.
And I have seen them in the sky. It's a little daunting.
Not little, I'd say major. Anything else we need to know about Kansas?
Just the people are, at least it's always been my experience, just very nice, easy to get along with, mm-hmm.
Down to earth?
Down to earth.
Gotcha. Well, Elisa, we want to thank you for sharing Kansas with us, and how long have you lived here in Sandpoint?
Lived here. I am not young, you might say, and I've been here 46 years.
Okay.
After college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so do you see yourself as an Idahoan?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of Kansas in me still.
Keep it that way. Thank you so much for joining Jack and me with Know Your States, Know Your Community.
Well, it was fun. Thank you.